I'm Bethany Chafin, in for David Ford. Today's guest has been praised for his assertive style, strong musical personality, and playing that is supremely convincing in its vitality. Kevin Lawrence is the chair of the string department and professor of violin at the North Carolina School of the Arts. He has released a CD of the complete violin works of the American composer Arthur Foote, and his most recent release is a compilation of American violin sonatas. Kevin spoke with David Ford about the enduring legacy of American composer Arthur Foote.
Arthur Foote was the first American art composer to receive his whole musical education in this country. He was a member of what's called the Second Boston School of Composers. He flourished around 100 years ago. The first Boston school was the shape note Billings vocal music 100 years before that. But Foote's music sounds very much like Brahms. I think he was the master of the sentimental miniature.
People like Charles Ives and then eventually Aaron Copland around the turn of the century, a little later on, came in, and suddenly American music was changed, and a lot of composers kind of slipped through the cracks, but Arthur Foote's music is still with us. What characteristics does it have that's given it that kind of staying power, even through the Copelands and later composers?
Well, I think Foote's music is played now as a revival. I think there was a long time when Ives and Copland and everybody else just swept away the music of this second Boston school. And I know that before that, in the 70s, Silverstein, who was the concertmaster of the Boston Symphony, started recording some of this music too. I think before the 70s, before those Silverstein LPs, nobody played this stuff.
That's my guest, violinist Kevin Lawrence, with pianist Eric Larson performing from a recording they made of Arthur Foote's violin music on the New World Records label.
Foote was not a master of the big form, but something lyrical, something small, something with real character, he could convey, I think, admirably, something really from the heart. The legend, the opening and the concluding melody and its development are, I think, so moving that it's very much worth playing.
Kevin Lawrence is the chair of the string department and professor of violin at the North Carolina School of the Arts. In 2004, Lawrence founded the Green Mountain Chamber Music Festival in Burlington, Vermont, where young players from across the country and around the world collaborate with string teachers for a month of music. Kevin spoke with David Ford. You can find out more about Kevin Lawrence, his recordings, and the Green Mountain Chamber Music Festival by going to our website, WFDD.org, and clicking on Triad Arts. Thanks for listening. For WFDD, I'm Bethany Chafin.